Beethoven wouldn't have made it in Nashville.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Here, this feller's wrong.
Well, I expect one of you's wrong. What is it, Sam?
Well, he says that country music proves that people living in the country ain't doing very good.
Well, shoot, that ain't right, is it, Mr. Jesse?
Well, Leon, I don't know. What does he say, Sam?
Well, he said the crops was growing up because the gear jammer reached in his jeans and put his last quarter in the jukebox and played Stand By Your Man.
Sam, what in the world
but,
is
but
this?
But you couldn't, because he was driving Phantom 209s. Since he got killed.
Got killed? Well, Sam, how'd that happen?
Well, Jesse, this is just a song.
My favorite song is I'm Working Like the Devil for the Lord.
I know it's just a song, Sam, but what...
Sad songs don't mean that the fella that's singing them is sad.
It don't.
Well, I guess it's just the one that writes sad songs that's sad, then.
They are.
Jesse, them sad songwriters has got to be the richest people in Nashville.
Oh.
Leon, will you just please hurry?
Hey, Mr. Buddy.
Mr. Buddy, it's all sad people, rich songwriters.
What? Leon.
I said all rich people was sad songwriters, Leon. Not that all sad people was rich songwriters.
Yeah, that's the way it was, Leon.
I didn't know that.
Of course, Jesse's a sad gospel songwriter, because he wrote a song that nobody wants to publish.
What he's saying is that country music merely reflects the real side of life. You know, the fact that everybody doesn't live happily ever after.
Oh, you mean like in Gunsmoke, where the farmer's house burns and the pretty saloon girl who was a runaway preacher's daughter dies with fever?
Yeah, Sam, that's right.
A runaway preacher's daughter?
Now, you got it wrong now, Leon.
Well, where does runaway preachers go?
Leon.
I think they go to Nashville and write them sad songs, Leon. Beethoven wouldn't have made it in Nashville.